Hey folks, Dan Ferro here with your market update for November 14th, 2024. So over here, you're seeing what happened yesterday. Mortgage rates, well, I thought they would go down a little bit more, but then the market kind of bounced back up. And then we basically, let's say we just ended zero. Okay, so these are the top six products people use when they're buying their first house. I usually don't say this a lot. I just show you the rates. And then, so let me explain what these rates are. Okay, you might see that in the 30-year fix is 7.01. You might say, okay, well, my rate today is 7.01. No. It doesn't work that way. Let me explain how these rates are created. So Mortgage News Daily, right there at the top up there, they survey lenders all over the country and they ask them five questions. These five questions are really important. What are they? Well, three of the five, basically it might be you. One is these people are buying their first house, okay? Two, they're going to live there. So it's going to be their primary home. Three, it's a single family home. So you might say, well, Dan, that's me. Okay, so the other two factors are this. And if you click right through here, learn about our survey, you click it and it pops up right here and it says, if you squint a little bit, you can see this loan is a 75% loan to value, meaning these people are putting down 25% and they have a 780 credit score. So if that's you, most likely that's your rate. If that's not you, I'll give you all my information at the end of this video because I'm just a mortgage guy out here trying to earn your business. So without further ado, let's get today's agenda. The news today is inflation. And the inflation on the producer side of the equation. So right through here, producer prices rose 0.02 in October, in line with expectations. That's what the reading has. But then if you dig into the numbers right through here, it doesn't look that way. So you go right through here. Let's say, for example, continued jobless claims. Let's skip that for right now. Core PPI. Okay, PPI means producer inflation. Core means they strip out some components like energy and things like that to get to their number. And they do it every time. So it's a nominal number. You go over here. The last reading was 0.2. It was supposed to come in at 0.3. It came in at 0.3. Okay. Now the PPI month over month was 0.1. Expected to come in at 0.2, came in at 0.2. These are higher than expected. And the market's not reacting like I thought right through here. So we have the MBS market right now up. It's ticking up. It came out of the gate, kind of dropped, and now it's ticking up for some reason. So let's get over to Rick Santelli to give us the news on what just broke. And then they have an interview on going through these numbers specifically. And he even says, I don't know what the reaction is, but I thought the rates would go up a little bit higher based on this news. So let's get over to Rick Santelli to give you the news. Then I'll give you how the CME is reacting to this, the other broad markets, and we'll take it from there. Hold on a second. Take it away, Rick.
Welcome back to Squawk Box. Rick Santelli here live on CME HQ with the breaking news of the morning. The cousin, the CPI, we have the wholesale version, PPI for October. Headline number expected up 0.2. Once again, delivers up 0.2. In the rearview mirror, it was zero unchanged. Zero unchanged would have been, we had four of those in 2024 thus far. Popping up 0.2 equals where we were in August. Find a higher number, you go to June when it was up 0.3. If you strip out food and energy, up 0.3, hotter than expected, hotter than the rearview mirror, up 0.3. That's the warmest since it was up 0.5 in June, equals where we were in August. Now, if we strip out food, energy, and trade, also hotter than expected, up 0.3 in the rearview mirror, up 0.1, hottest since July when it was up 0.4. Now, let's take a step back.
So you're getting the gist of things. Everything he mentioned just now was hotter than expected, and the bond market's reacting in a way that just isn't normal. Let's see if he has anything to say about that.
Can do year over year, a bigger view, 2.3 expected, 2.4 warmer than expected in the rearview mirror, 1.9, which was 1.8. 2.4 is the third highest reading of the year. To find a higher, you go to June, 2.9. Now, if we strip out food and energy on a year-over-year basis, expected 3%, rearview mirror 2.8, comes in at 3.1. 3.1, okay. And that is hotter than expected. Strip out food, energy, and trade, that's 3.5. 3.5 is the warmest. Going all the way back to March of last year. Now, these numbers are definitely warmer. If you look at initial claims, 217,000, that is 4,000 less than 221, which was last week, unrevised. 217 would be the lightest going back to May of 24. And finally, on continuing claims, they remain above 1.8 million, coming in darn close to expectations, 1,873,000.
So let's take a quick glimpse at these numbers. So jobless claims, 221 previously, expected to go to 223. It came in at 217. That's good. That means less people lost their jobs. And then you go continued claims, 1.892 to 1.873. So more people got jobs back. Or I'm sorry, less people had continued claims. So you have less people filing first-time claims. You have less people on continued claims. And that's not bad news right there. So let's see what else Rick has to say.
Following a slightly revised 1,884,000. We see that yields have picked up a bit. I'm a little surprised, actually, that they haven't picked up more, considering, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Pretty much every single number is hotter than the rearview mirror, and every single number outside of the headline up 0.2 is higher than expected. We've seen two-year note yields move from 4.26 to 4.29, basically unchanged-ish. And we see 10-year note yields went from 4.43 to 4.45. 4.45 is also unchanged-ish. We're hovering very near the lowest closing yield since the first couple of days in July in a 10-year. And maybe the biggest story of late outside of the big run in equities post-election is the re-steepening of the yield curve and how the market seems to keep short rates, like two-year notes, more in line with Fed expectations, which was evident yesterday in CPI, versus the long end, which seems to be paying attention to a variety of other issues. Becky, back to you.
Okay, Rick.
Okay, so we're going to keep it at that. So basically he's saying, based on these numbers, they're a little bit hotter than expected. The markets, the expectations for the markets were rates would go up because of this. Because if you have higher inflation, higher prices, then the Federal Reserve will have a tendency to like do what they did in the past, continue to keep rates higher for longer. So that's what's kind of the odd thing out right now is why bond yields continue to move in the right direction. So right now we have the MBS market up 10 ticks. It was down about 10 ticks earlier. So that's a pretty substantial move on that direction. Let's get over to the CME FedWatch tool to see what the Federal Reserve is going to do at the next meeting, because this is actually really important. So in 34 days, the Federal Reserve's meeting again with the expectations are that they're going to do. Well, there is an 80% chance right now that they're going to cut rates once again. So let's get to the probability charts. Right now, the federal funds rate is right in this column here. It's 4.5 to 4.75. So they're saying that about a 25% chance it might stay there. So now here's this was actually about 10% or 9% yesterday. So there is a concern now that the Federal Reserve won't cut at the December meeting. But between November or December and January, they're most likely going to cut once again. But as you guys know, just because the Federal Reserve cuts rates, that doesn't mean mortgage rates are going to go down. So you have to focus on a daily channel, what's going on with there. Let's get over to the equity markets and see how they're doing. It's kind of just spotty up there. We have the Dow Jones up 29, S&P, let's say zero, NASDAQ. When's the NASDAQ like up one or two or three? It's up six, which is basically nothing right now. Oil's ticking up a little bit. We're still under $70 a barrel, and that's good for inflation. Why? Because oil is part of, you know, every product you buy or the transportation of that product, most of them use oil or gasoline or diesel. So if you have oil prices stabilized and down, you're going to see that helps the inflation numbers. And then the VIX, or the U.S. Treasury, 10-year Treasury right now is down two ticks from where Rick Santelli told us the news. So that's what's going on right there. Let's check on cryptocurrencies. It is at 89,000 right now. It was at 93 yesterday, so it's popping right around the 90,000 figure. And then what else is across through here? Bonds, and we're seeing bonds come down almost across the board through here, except for Japan. They ticked up just a little bit. So that's our report for today, or this morning. My name is Dan Friel. At the beginning of the video, I said, if those rates or those criteria for those rates don't match, you know, what you're looking for, reach out to me. I'd love to help you. So who am I? Well, my name is Dan Friel. I'm a loan officer, just a simple loan officer here out trying to win your business, okay? I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico, and we're also one of the country's largest mortgage brokers. How does that help you? Well, it means that we're set up with about 50 different lenders. So think of this. If you can have one application, one credit pull, and get basically quotes from 50 different companies, why would you not do that? So check out our website, therateupdate.com. If you're looking to buy that first house, I suggest you click the grant finders, see if there's any free money out there for you. But if you want to get the ball rolling, if you're looking to buy maybe that first house, we have a lot of people pulling out equity in their home because they have a ton of equity, looking to buy another property with the equity in there. So if you're looking to refinance, anything like that, please reach out to us. We'd love to help. How do you do it? Just click the apply now button. Cool thing there is you can either put in an application or schedule a consultation conversation with me. But if you want to just call us, you can do that as well. Just scroll down to the bottom of the website, and there's all our information right through there after you see these blogs and calculators. It's 844-775-5626, or you can reach me at dan@theRateUpdate.com. Thanks for watching. I'll see you later today at the closing bell. Thanks. Have a great day.